Matthew chapter 9. And he entered into a ship, and passed over, and came into his own city. And behold, they brought to him a man sick of the palsy, lying on a bed. And Jesus, seeing their faith, said unto the sick of the palsy, Son, be of good cheer, thy sins be forgiven you. And behold, certain of the scribes said within themselves, This man blasphemes. And Jesus, knowing their thoughts, said, Why are you thinking evil in your hearts? For what is easier, to say, Your sins be forgiven you, or to say, Arise and walk? But that you may know that the Son of Man hath power on earth to forgive sin, then he said to the one who is sick of the palsy, Arise, take up your bed, and go into your house. And he arose and departed to his house. And when the multitude saw it, they marveled and glorified God, which had given such power unto men. And as Jesus passed forth from there, he saw a man named Matthew sitting at the tax collector's booth. And he said unto him, Follow me. And he arose and followed him. And it came to pass, as Jesus sat at meal in the house, look, many tax collectors and sinners came and sat down with him and his disciples. And when the Pharisees saw it, they came to his disciples, Why does your master eat with tax collectors and sinners? But when Jesus heard that, he said unto them, Those that are well do not need a physician, but those that are sick. But you go and learn what this means. I will have mercy and not sacrifice. For I have not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. And then came to him the disciples of John, saying, Why do we and the Pharisees often fast, but your disciples do not fast? And Jesus said unto them, Can the children of the wedding party mourn as long as the bridegroom is with them? But the days will come when the bridegroom shall be taken from them, and then they shall fast. No man puts a piece of new cloth into an old garment, for that which is put in to fill up will rip apart from the garment, and the tear will be made worse. Neither do men put new wine into old bottles, else the bottles break, and the wine runs out, and the bottles perish. But they put new wine into new bottles, and both are preserved. And while he spoke these things unto them, look, there came a certain ruler, and worshipped him, saying, My daughter is even now dead, but come and lay your hand upon her, and she will live. Jesus arose and followed him, and so did his disciples. And look, a woman which was diseased with an issue of blood for 12 years came behind him and touched the hem of his garment. For she said within herself, If I may but touch his garment, I shall be made whole. But Jesus turned about, and when he saw her, he said, Daughter, be of good comfort. Your faith has made you whole. And the woman was made whole from that very hour. And when Jesus came into the ruler's house and saw the minstrels and the people making a noise, he said to them, Stop that, for the maid is not dead, but she sleeps. And they laughed him to scorn. But when the people were put forth, he went in and took her by the hand, and the maid arose. And the fame thereof went abroad unto all that land. And when Jesus departed from there, two blind men followed him, crying and saying, Thou Son of David, have mercy on us. And when he was come into the house, the blind men came to him, and Jesus said to them, Do you believe that I am able to do this? And they said to him, Yes, Lord. And he touched their eyes, saying, According to your faith, be it done unto you. And their eyes were opened. And Jesus straightly charged them, saying, See that no man know it. But they, when they were departed, spread abroad his fame in all that country. As they went out, behold, they brought to him a man unable to speak. He was possessed with a demon. And when the demon was cast out, the man spoke. And the multitude marveled, saying, It was never seen like this in Israel. But the Pharisees said, He cast out demons through the prince of the demons. And Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing every sickness and every disease among the people. But when he saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion on them, because they fainted and were scattered abroad as sheep having no shepherd. Then he said unto his disciples, The harvest truly is plentiful, but the laborers are few. You pray, therefore, the Lord of the harvest, that he will send forth laborers unto his harvest.